Non-stop zone.
Zone Radio will be changing its music policy completely. From now on, only metal tracks will be aired on the station. In addition to this, Metallica and Nirvana tracks are likely to feature heavily in the playlist. We speak to one student and music fan to see if he'll be listening to more Zone Radio now that it's a bit more up his street.
Yeah, like totally, man. Just last week I had to go into the canteen to get my dinner. And I had to plug my headphones on so I could be blown away with Metallica. Now I can unplug them and get rocking, man.
We also asked one lecturer about how he felt about the new policy of music and metal here at Zone Radio.
Well, I used to be seen in the canteen all the time. I used to love getting me dinner there. So cheap and so cheerful. But now, did you ever notice those signs in the classroom that says no food and drink? Well, I have to violate them each lunchtime. I can't stand this crap metal.
Now listen.
We had to cut him off as we won't hear a bad word said against metal. It is the best music and you're going to listen to it continuously while you're in the canteen. The new metal service from Zone Radio will start on the 1st of next month. In preparation, we've rigged the speakers in the cafe to be at their loudest, most distorted settings possible. Here was one student's reaction at a test trial.
That was freaking awesome, man.
This has been Campus Update. Rockin', man.
That was the Campus Update.
Let's talk about Easter. It has one of the oldest trees in Wirral and one of the oldest churches in the peninsula. Years ago, down at Easton Ferry, a ferry used to leave for Liverpool. And there used to be a theme park called Pleasure Gardens. And now, in the Carla Park campus, there is a radio station called Zone Radio.
Easton, the Zone. Your very own student radio station for Carla Park campus in Easton.
Coming soon to Zone Radio.
Oh no, Lord of the Rings!
Phone-in. The Shire Phone-in.
Welcome to the great phone-in across the great west. It's Middle Earth Radio 2. I am Jeremy Vine. If there's anything on your mind concerning the crisis that we're all facing, the One Ring of Sauron, then please phone in now. We are waiting to hear from you. I do have to apologise for the quality of the lines in advance. That's because there's no phones in the Shire. But don't let that discourage you from phoning in. In fact, we've got someone already. I believe your name is Dave. Now, what's on your mind today?
Well, Jeremy, I'm really not happy with the capital of Saruman. I'm just not happy with the events that are on at the current moment. All we've had at the moment is Ringo Starr. You know, it just wasn't up to scratch, was it, Jeremy?
Right, so you're saying that you're personally not happy, but do you see that perhaps the events could have something for everyone?
The thing is everybody's on chain gangs, aren't they? It's just, what kind of capital of Sauron or Orcs or whatever, you know, I remember many years ago, we used to have nice villages and green places for people, you know, little hobblings to walk along.
Right, okay, that's your view. We've got someone now from Bree Butterbur, and he's got quite a yarn to tell about the adventurer Frodo who appeared in his bar.
Well, Frodo turned up my bar one evening. He decided not to get drunk,
and that's what you're ringing up to complain about?
Yes, because it's not good for business, is it? If someone's standing there not getting drunk, what's everybody else going to do?
Well, it might have not been good for business, but surely it was good for the condition of your chairs and tables and for the atmosphere of your establishment.
Well, the chairs and tables were nailed to the floor.
So you're used to getting crowds and crowds of rowdy drunks coming in off the Great Northern Road, wandering into your bar. But you're happy because they're flush, they always pay up, and all you've got to do is a little bit of sweeping up afterwards.
That's correct, yes. Unless some of them sick in the toilet.
Right, okay, well.
I would complain as well, because they banned smoking from the Butterbeer's Prancing Pony. So, I want to...
Well, we seem to have lost David there. So, we know that Frodo's gone off to the Undying Lands, but if, in a hypothetical situation, he was walk into his bar again with his fellow hobbits, how might you react?
Well, I'd make sure he falls a drink and he'd be welcome to stay. Otherwise, he could sling his own.
And would you say the same about his travelling companion Aragorn?
No, I don't want any of them in my place.
It's not because you have some sort of prejudice against hobbits.
No, not at all. I'm not hobbitsist. I just don't like them.
Well, you don't like them. You can't even say their names properly. And you're trying to bar them from your bar. It's not a great advert for the only rest stop along the Great Northern Road at that part of the world.
Well, I'd like to say go and find somewhere else, but of course they can't, can they?
No, they indeed can't. Well, that's the story from Butterbur of the Prancing Pony. You've been listening to the Great Western Phone-In on the Great Western Station. My name's Jeremy Vine. Make sure to tune in every day at 11:30. The only problem is there's no electricity in the Shire, so somehow you'll have to get one of those wind-up radios. If you can't, perhaps meet me at the county fair, where I'll be headlining.
Arr, that was the Shire Phone-In.
My name's Ross Kemp. This week on Ross Kemp on Factories, we speak to a very successful immigrant to British soil. We take a trip to the infamous Queen's Ferry industrial estate between the North Wales and English border. We pull up with the camera crew outside his factory. He is willing to speak to us. So, when did you come here and what do you do?
I moved to England from Estonia 15 years ago and I now operate a very successful paper merchant.
So do you think you've done well here compared to how it might have been in your home country?
Britain is a land of many opportunities. For that I am most grateful.
I mean, you seem to be very busy here. There's a lot of workers and I hope we're not in the way. Who would you say is one of your best customers?
Without the business of Wirral Metropolitan College for their handouts, I wouldn't be cutting down a tree a week.
You seem very grateful to this customer for all that you've achieved. I won't stop you. It seems like you're very excited and you just want to speak to the cameras. Don't worry, this is your forum.
So thank you, my best customer at the college, for giving me bread on the table and chips in our mouths.
And that's it for this week on Ross Kemp on Factories. It's time for me and the camera crew to return to the A548 before the rush hour. It's going to be a difficult job.
The new series, Ross Kemp in Factories, coming next month, only on Sky One.
You can't watch this channel on Virgin Media.
Zone features, with Good Laugh and others.
Zone.
Campus update.
Breaking news. Breaking news now from Campus Update. It's been announced that the A41 is to get a significant upgrade, and this is going to affect Carlott Park severely. The road, which suffers serious traffic jams, is about to be upgraded to become a motorway. The proposed route for the new motorway, the M53A, will cut through Hooton, Eastern Village, and run alongside the A41, cutting up the college and the golf course. To make way for it, the Carlott Park North Block will be demolished. However, the cafe will remain. However, it will be reopening as a welcome break motorway service station. Prices in the cafe are expected to go up by 400% when this opens in May 2008. This has been Campus Update. For more news, listen the next time this is on.
That was the Campus Update.
Capital of cutlery awaits.
The Carlott Park Canteen. The capital of cutlery, 2008.
Location, location, location. Stateside.
My name is Phil Spencer, and this is an extra special version of Location, Location, Location. The reason why I am holding an American flag is that we're here in the USA this week looking for an extra special Location, Location, Location. With us is a UK couple who didn't have quite the £550,000 necessary for the semi-detached they wanted in Hackney. So we've come to Tampa, Florida to see what their budget would get them in this neck of the woods. an area famously inhabited by Governor Jeb Bush. So far, all we've come up with is this house. The Heralds love it. The only problem is the size. To illustrate our problem, I'm going to attempt to contact Kirsty, who is inside the house. Kirsty, this is Phil. Can you hear me?
I can't hear you, Phil. You seem to be half a mile away.
This house is a little big, isn't it?
Yes, but if you knocked this wall and then this wall and then this wall through, you could create a hall to rival King Arthur's and put a round table on it.
So, what do you think?
I love it. We would move in tomorrow, but...
I sensed a but. What's the issue?
We don't have any visas.
So it's back to the rainy old UK for this family. And tomorrow they'll be back on the trail for flats where you can't swing a cat. But for now, from us in the USA, location, location, location. Yeehaw!
Location, location, location. Stateside.
A Channel 4 in-house production. Popcorn Radio presents A Movie in 60 Seconds.
Titanic.
Wow.
That's a big ship. I think I'll go on that.
Who are you? You look American.
No, I'm Jack from Paris. Can I fall in love with you?
I'm Rose, but I'm a society girl from first class. You have no hope with me.
I think we hit an iceberg.
Oh, don't worry. We hit it in Southampton, but this ship is unsinkable.
But my feet are starting to get wet. I think we're going to go under.
We'd better get a lifeboat.
Look at me. I'm flying.
Quick, there's no time. The ship is nearly underwater. Grab onto some floating flotsam and jetsam.
And don't let go. It's your only hope.
I'll never let go.
Did I mention that I was allergic to freezing cold water? I'm awfully sorry to be rude, but I think I'm going to have to die now.
Oh, Jack. I'll never let you go.
Is there anybody out there?
Come on, let's go. I need to go to New York and grow old and then look back on this whole thing.
Wasn't that a good movie? Popcorn Radio presents A Movie in 60 Seconds. No refunds.
60 Seconds was a Good Laugh production for Popcorn Radio. The Art of Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen.
Hello and welcome to my show. I'm Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen. Now I'm here in the beautiful city of Lisbon in Belgium. Now I've come to one of my favourite art galleries, so let's go inside. Firstly, I'd like to show you this painting, which is by Caravaggio. Painted around 1850, I really like it. Now let me show you another painting. I like the colours on this one, but most particularly on its frame. Now on display here is a poem by William Wilberforce. It's one of my personal favourites. But what I like most about this intriguing piece of work is the colour of the paper which it's written on. Now, I can't leave without showing you the most exciting part of this art gallery. So let's go to the cafe. This cafe sells everything you could want. They have the most delicious fruit scones. Plus they have cups of coffee and tea. It is so delicious to eat, and I bet you'll love it all day. So please come to Portugal and have a great time.
That's it now for Zone Radio programmes for this afternoon. It'll soon be time for us to all go home and think about what happened here today. Tomorrow is a brand new show, though, if you're coming back. At 1:30, it's Zap. Entertainment from various years that you just didn't know existed. Now, if I stick around in this radio studio any longer, the security guards will be coming, so I'd better leave you now. Good afternoon.
Have you finished in there? It's just we're going to have to lock up now.
Yeah, I'll just be a minute. I'm just downloading some tracks.
Non-stop zone.
Zap download.
Last week's show this week.
Thanks to the marvels of the internet.